Heide, you're a welcome. I have to just, I can't not introduce from the pillars, as including now, from the pillars of this yeshiva. It's humbling, and I asked Akiva Koltai, if you've heard of him. He's a legend from Waterbury, a legend from here, and now a legend in the mirror, a legend. We'll just say that. Yeah, yeah, mamish. And I said, what brings you here? I said, well, he says, Musar, Erev Yom Kippur, Musar. I still hear the Beis Medrash, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, in the old Beis Medrash, alone, standing alone, learning, saying Tehillim. Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef, the Torah, it says in Veschanan, there's a voice that will never stop. The voice of Torah, Kol Yaakov. Remember Ramchal, Akivi, I remember that first, I don't know if you remember. I remember you came, that was your first year. You came by the Ramchal. Rabbi Akiva. You remember that? You don't remember that? Remember our conversation on my porch? That you remember. My old porch. Sadik. Person, mamish, that you should know, because you see a guy like Akiva Kolta, you say, okay, well, is it the mirror? Is Kenai Nahara? Is, what's her name? What's your daughter? Debbie? Kenai Nahara? Is that his father? So you look at him, a Ben Torah, a Masmin, you say, okay, well, how could he relate? That's what it's about, everybody. That's what Yom Kippur is about. Yom Kippur is about second chances, third chances, fourth chances, fifth chances, 20th chances, 70 chances, 90 chances, 100 chances, 1,000 chances. That's what a Jew is. A Jew is always giving another chance. A Yid always has another chance, has another birth, another I'm sorry. Another I'm sorry, no matter what we do, Hashem always wants, I had this Ha'ara once, it was actually in Tzvas, Erev Yom Kippur. It was when I was still living in America, and I came for Yom Kippur. Mirza Shem, I'll probably talk about it Friday, Yom Kippur night, because I speak about incredible Shabbos Yom Kippur that I had many years ago with one of the Gedolei Hador, with one of the tzaddikim, which I'll talk about in Mirtz Hashem Yom Kippur night. I talk about it every Yom Kippur night. It happens to fall out Friday night, Shabbos, same thing. It might have been that year, and I was in Tzfas. This is what I want to talk about a little bit today, even though I do want to, I was going to request privately, because I don't want to put pressure, but I guess I did already, for Sweet Melodies. I'll let that go for now. I want to talk about this in a second. But this horror I had in Tzfas, I don't know how many years, I could date it at least 15 years ago. I remember I was like, what's with this everybody asking mechila? Right, everyone says, you ask mechila to your friends. Right? And Yom Kippur is the day of mamish mechilas. I was just telling Label at Tzadik, I was saying, it's one of the reasons, by the way. It's one of the reasons that I was telling Label at Tzadik why we, there's an Inyan, Rabbeinu Yonah brings it. It's not a, nothing wrong with Chassidus Avart, but it's, no, I'm saying that for real. A Chassidus Avart is great, but people could say it's a Chassidus Avart. I'm saying Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. So I'm saying it's a Rishon. It's like, it's not, you can't claim, oh, I'm more Litvish, I'm more this, even though nowadays we're all the same. We're not holding by that anymore. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, one of the reasons we have a Suda Mafsekis, we have a Erev Yom Kippur Suda, right, is not, obviously we have to eat. It's also one of the reasons you got to eat to be at a fast. But Rabbeinu Yonah says that really we're supposed to have a Suda on Yom Kippur itself. On Yom Kippur, we're supposed to have a Suda. Why are we supposed to have a Suda? Right? We're supposed to have a Suda because we're supposed to have a big party. What are we having a party? We're having a big fat party. We're supposed to have wine and meat and drinks and we're supposed to dance. Why? Because it's a day where everyone's forgiven for the Averis. We'll talk about it. Is Eliezer Goldberg here? We'll talk about it. It's my last here. We'll talk about it. Those who were here. I was just mentioning him because I remember we spoke. He stayed. Mitzvah Shem, Friday night, Yom Kippur night. We'll talk together. Mitzvah Shem, we'll be together. We'll talk. You remember last year? We spoke about this, right? That your mamish, a person is nimchol in all of his averus. You're totally cleansed. Your mamish clean, and really everybody's clean. Okay, we'll talk about, we'll have all the fighting of why everyone's going to prove why they're not clean. But we'll deal with that. We'll deal with that Yom Kippur night. But the reality is, everybody's nimchol from your averus, especially us. Especially. Nobody argues. Anyone who's going to be here, anyone in the yeshiva is cleansed from their averus. So you're supposed to have a big mamash suda. Could you imagine if we felt that we were really forgiven for all of our averus, we'd sit there, we'd pop the wine, we'd go dancing, mamash Yom Kippurim. Not stam. Kippurim. Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim. It's like Purim. It's like Purim. That's the party that would be. Just what? In the Torah state, Torah, what does it say? You're not allowed to drink. You're not allowed to eat. So there's nothing else we could do. What are we supposed to do? So we do an Erev Yom Kippur as the celebration, really. Rabbeinu Yonah. Unbelievable. So we're Nimchal. So it hit me. So what are we going over? I'm sorry. Everybody's asking forgiveness from your friends. Yeah? Right, correct. That's part of it. So what is that? Keep it two separate things. So what is this that I have to go apologize? You're right, I'm not forgiven. I'm saying it's a day. Correct. But where do you, correct. I agree with you, Moma. I'm just saying, great. So I'm forgiven for my averus that I did to Hashem. And then I have a separate thing that I have to, but why is there an inyan to, correct, you're right. You're saying because I want to be forgiven even from those averus. That's pashup shot. I don't want fights with my friends. Correct. That's pashup shot why we do it. But I was thinking maybe it's a little bit projection. What's the projection? Projection's like this. There's a chiyuv for me to forgive. Chiyuv. It's good to forgive your friend. Your friend comes over to you erev Yom Kippur and says, you hurt me. So right, there's halachas. He asked you one time, two times, three times. Someone died. You go to Beis HaKfar. It's not a simple thing. But what are we supposed to do? Hareini, right? Like you say every night. Every night before you go to bed, you're supposed to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I am moichel anybody who hurt me. I'm moichel anyone who hurt me. Ready for this? So I was thinking, if I'm not able to forgive someone, I can't imagine Hashem forgiving me. Because I can't imagine people forgiving. I can't imagine a concept that I hurt somebody and they can actually forgive me. Or someone hurt me and I could forgive them. I can't imagine that. But if I learn to forgive somebody, and someone forgives me, and we all walk around and we say, I'm sorry, and we all forgive each other. So then, wow, then I could say, Rabbeinu Shalom, would you forgive me? And I could imagine Hashem forgiving me. Kenzain, maybe that's the pshat. Could be that that's the pshat, why we ask forgiveness. Because if you're tight on someone, as I say many times, and this is obviously a very high level, very high level that I'm going to say right now, very, very high level. Very high level, 1 second, Ruvi Reina. Can I do a second? Very high level that can't believe I forgot the line. I used to say it all the time. Right? It's not about letting the guy off the hook. Sometimes someone hurts you, and again, there's a very high level. Very high level. It's not about letting the guy off the hook. Let him off the hook. Forgive him. No, I don't want to forgive him. It's not about letting him off the hook. It's about taking the hook out of your heart. You're suffering. So forgiving is not for the other person. What's the raya? The raya is because you can have someone who died, who you still, so what are you going to do? You don't know if he's forgiving. You could have someone, you have your fourth grade teacher who you've never seen him. You'll never see him again. You could have a friend of yours, a friend, someone you went to high school with, someone you went to elementary school with, something happened to you, someone you did, so whatever it might be. You're not gonna have a conversation with him. But it's about learning, and again, it's a very high level, to let somehow get the hook out of your heart. And that's really what Hashem, somehow, something happens close to this time. Something happens around this time where there's a Alpi Kabbalah. You know what I mean? I don't know Kabbalah. I heard from Rabbi Avram Shor from Lekach Valibov. He's a Goyin Olam, a Tzaddik. He says, anyone who could still, Avram Shor, anyone, I've heard it from his mouth. He came to speak in Shoyashev. He said, anybody, and no offense to anybody who learns Kabbalah, but it could be like that. He says, anybody who still can taste a piece of meat on his tongue is not shy of Kabbalah. Alpi Kabbalah, what Yom Kippur is, right? What Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur and the Keser, it's Amalek. If we knew it, Yom Kippur, I know that I don't know how holy, the holiness of Yom Kippur, that some guy, we're going to talk about it Yom Kippur night more, that Stam, a random Yid, we'll talk about it from the Rambam even, that a random guy just walking around is there's a mechilas avoinus mamish, the love that Hashem has for each and every one of us. The love is like, go, Ruina.
Maybe it's like just like on Purim, like everyone's like drunk, like, oh, I love
yeah,
you, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly.
Party by yourself is not fun.
Exactly.
So you go get mechilas.
Exactly.
And party good mechilas.
Exactly. 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 Oh, Rabbeinu Yonah. Very good. I want to talk about, Yeshmal, I want to talk about a specific thing that's Nogea. Oh, I think we need one a niggin, because I was I need a niggin, a avi or a label. I need a niggin for my and then I want to talk about, what do we have till 6 o'clock? Yeah, we have some time.
So much time.
Yeah,
sure.
What if someone like really hurt you and you feel
So that we'll talk about.
How do you feel?
Right, that we'll talk about. We're going to talk about after the song. We're going to talk about hurt.
Because if it's like a feeling,
that's what we're going to talk about. Right, right. We're going to talk about hurt. We're going to talk about. Maybe Simcha Rabba will help us a little bit in this. We're going to talk about getting hurt and also us hurting other people. That's, so we'll have hachanas during the song to maybe give us insight.
Say, I forgive you, but how do you?
Yeah. We're going to talk about it. If it was so easy, it'd be so easy.
Yeah.
Right, label or Avi, no, or something. And again, come on, we need a guitar, nice.
Hashem Ekra
halacha, and then I really want to go into the discussion of hurt. Okay, let's go. Speech, page, I skipped a little bit because there's a lot of just repetition a little bit in the beginning. Speech, page 30 in Purity of Speech, day 6. Speech which can cause another Jew to be degraded in the eyes of his friends is Lashon Hara. So therefore, it is, you're not allowed to talk negatively about someone's inborn traits. That's a tough one. You may claim, I'm really not saying anything negative about the person, because it's not his fault he was born this way. Chavetz Chaim reminds us, imagine if you were that person, how would you feel? You say that person is unintelligent, Nebuch, right? She is an unintelligent. Nebuch, he is so dumb. Such statements have terrible ramifications. If the person being spoken about is single, then it could affect their shidduch. If they're a businessman, people will be reluctant to do business. Especially, you guys know how it is in yeshiva, right? If you're a popular guy or you have friends and you say something about somebody else. So especially, it's one of the things that the Mesil Sharm says affects us very much is social pressure, peer pressure. So if you don't think that guy's, you know, the coolest guy, you don't think that guy's this, it could affect how people relate to that person. And one statement, as the Chafetz Chaim says, it's very difficult, such labels are very difficult to uproot from people's minds. I've had this myself, that someone once, I remember, someone told me something maybe 25 years ago, 30 years ago about somebody. It was actually a family, not the person who told me wasn't a family member. Someone told me something about a family member. Till this day, it's still in my mind about the person. Still, it affects, okay? I have to daven to uproot that. But it's like, especially, you know, the first time you say something about someone, it's like, oh, you know, you met this guy, he's blah, 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 blah. It makes a tremendous impression. A little bit, which is what we'll talk about. Okay, question, comments on that, and then let's get a little heavy. It's Erev Yom Kippur. We could talk a little bit, if there's a time to talk about hurt and hurting and all those things, it's now. question, comments about that halacha, or we could just go into it. Go right into it. Okay, let's begin. Okay. Whew. That's why we daven. It was a great tefillah that you said, Hashem heye oizerli. Right, why am I saying that? Because hurt is a very, very powerful thing for all of us. And I'm just going to throw this out and then we can open up for discussion. Like Shmuel was asking, first of all, everyone, Shmuel Shulman, I don't know if you guys are Shmuel Shulman. Special person. It's funny. I remember. I have different memories of you, know, especially as a while ago when I met you in camp. That's what I met you. You remember that also? How many years ago was that? Seven years ago. Remember that? Yeah. Baruch Hashem. He's going to be a very good Mir Tashem. He's going to be an incredible. If he's not already, he's going to be an incredible therapist. He's going to help a lot of people. Going to help himself.
Can I say one thing about that I stood out for when I first came to Yeshiva?
Yeah, please. It depends what you're going to say.
I did birthright at the end of the summer, couldn't leave early, so I was with three other guys. So four of us got to Fishers a few days late. And I remember when we got here, Rebbe said, you missed orientation, so I'm going to have to give you your own orientation for the four of us. And I remember you sat the four of us down, and I remember
getting nervous, what did I say?
I can think that stuck out, that I remember, is you said that in this yeshiva, we don't try to get you to end up anywhere. We try to, we want to know, our goal is to help you get to where you want to go.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. Thank you. I'll tell you why I like that. Because the mission is the same mission. I like that.
Yeah.
That's why I was getting nervous. I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
There were some things that changed, but that's not for now. Well, yeah. If you ask the first year, I don't know if there's anyone here from the first year. The joke they all say is that I stood by the gate over here. I'm laughing as I'm saying. You heard about this? You heard about this?
I heard
it. When the next, until they came back?
Yeah, I would stand. You get the Rebbeim are going to be even surprised. Everyone's going to be inside. I remember the first. It was probably the first couple months of yeshiva. We didn't do it second year already. I already learned my lesson from the first year. But I'm Amish stood, but curfew. We knew you guys are late. Curfew. Amish.
Worried.
Yes.
Who was worried?
What?
Who was worried?
I wasn't worried. We had that curfew. cell phones. Come on. Let's go, guys. Okay, anyway, let's get. I don't want to get off. We can get off.
My first year was the second year of yeshiva. One time, Rabbi asked me. I think I wore a t-shirt one day, and you said, would it be okay to wear a button-down shirt? But, only if it's okay, or something like that.
Okay, right, see? Okay, now I'm getting anxious. Okay, enough with the story. But okay, let's... Hey, what?
Anybody else?
Okay, let's go. Yeah, okay. Everyone's getting nervous over here. Let's go. Relax. We're good. The key is what Shmuel said. That is true. Is that you know? Yeah, for ourselves, we're. That's the goal of life. The goal of life is to get where you're supposed to get to, not where anybody else is. Right? What is that line? You might as well be yourself because everybody else is taken. Everybody else is taken. Let's talk about hurt. Hurt, and then again, I really want to hear from everybody here what you guys have to say about it, and just to share, just to talk together. Erev Yom Kippur. Probably the hardest thing, one of the hardest things, as we've spoken about with you know, anger or validation, is really accepting that I'm hurt or that I was hurt. It's probably one of the hardest things for a person to really, you know, a lot of times we intellectualize and to say that somebody hurt me. I'm hurt by somebody. Somebody hurt me. And it hurts. It's very hard, especially if we talk, it's not the forum right now, a little bit, but you talk about complex trauma, which basically means a little bit it has to do with if it's consistent, if it's over time, if it's not a specific incident, right? And you start feeling like, why should you, right? You gaslight yourself. Why should you, right? What do you hurt? What's the big deal? Grow up, get over it, move on, right? Those are the classics. It's very difficult for a person to stay in hurt. It's also difficult because you have tainas. You could be angry at somebody because of that. You could really feel hurt by someone. It's very, very difficult. That's one aspect. The other aspect, I think also, right? The other aspect a lot of times is, and this is really what I want to open up to everybody as well, is that we hurt people too. Which is we hurt people. And a lot of times we hurt people, and as you know, I've said many times, that they a lot of times go together, because hurt people hurt people. So, right? Let's just talk simple without getting into any specifics, but you have just classic. You have a father who hurts a son, and you in the development of a family, I'm just keeping it very basic. No one's tining on anyone. This is just the way of the world. The father hurts the oldest son, let's say, for that matter, or a higher son. And then the son, and this is even more difficult sometimes, is that a child then, a brother, can then hurt a younger brother or a sibling. Or you as a young person sometimes can hurt somebody, and it's like I didn't have das. I didn't mean to hurt the person. That's not my goal. Just like, no, right? If you go with the formula that hurt people, so it's almost like, right, as it says in the, someone tell me the line in the game room. I don't know why it was the second time this year that I forgot it. That if you don't heal from what hurt you, then you will bleed on someone who didn't cut you. So that applies even if you're 10 years old, even if you're 11 years old, even if you're 9 years old, even if you're 14 years old. Besides the hurt that someone hurt you, what happens is you're going to hurt other people. And you might not even do it on purpose. You might not even do it on purpose. Not only you might not do it on purpose, you might be doing it for survival. You might be doing it because that's the situation that you're in. Who knows? You're responding. It all goes around. Now, why am I speaking about that? The reason I'm speaking about that is because I think it's very important. I think it's important for us to realize, and then I really want to give over the mic to, yes, Rabbi Lazarus?
I have a daughter who is, she's in her 50s, she's married. She has 15 grandchildren.
Can I know her?
When she was a little girl, I don't know why, I loved her. So, to this day, I don't know why. My wife said to me, you know, you're picking on her? You're picking on a demon. What? best father in the world. I can pass her. She's not my oldest, not my oldest.
I'm just going to say it over. Forgive me, Rabbi Lazarus, if I don't say it over exactly, just in case someone didn't hear. First of all, I just want to say, the humility for you to say that, Rabbi Lazarus, and what Rabbi Lazarus was saying was that his daughter, when she was younger, or through your wife, I guess, it was made known. She was a little girl, and your wife was saying that...
My wife, she told me, you're doing this.
You're picking on her, yeah.
My wife, that's...
And that Rabbi Lazarus was asking forgiveness from his daughter, and he said that he's still... to this day, making up for it. And I just want to say on that, that just goes to my point that you know, we hurt people sometimes, and we don't even know how, we don't mean to, and we get hurt. And again, I'm not coming out like I don't have like a big thing that I'm saying like, and therefore this. You know, I'm just saying, like, Yom Kippur is a time of forgiveness. And like, Shmuel, I don't have an answer to your question. Like how, I'm saying, we're talking about it, and knowing that we're human, and knowing that we hurt people, and that people hurt us, and knowing that we're human, that we make mistakes, and it affects other people. And of course, I think they say from the Chazon Ish, if someone could... I remember it's not just a shmua. I heard something b'shem the Chazon Ish, and he said something about somebody, I don't have the exact quote, but something about someone who was a baki in Shulchan Aruch or had to become a gadol, and he says, if you can make sure that you don't hurt another person. And again, it's very, it was something like that. If anybody can look that up or find out, and again, it's a very difficult thing. It's a very, very difficult thing. Very, very difficult thing. Okay, question, comments, please. Yes?
How are we meant to take Rabbi Lazarus' story? I mean, I guess Rabbi can answer the question. It's like, maybe with a father-daughter or father-child, it's a little more complicated, it's more complex, but if I hurt someone, and Rabbi's still trying to make it up to his daughter 50 years later,
yeah.
So how am I... If I hurt someone, how do I know if
what's
like?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I think honestly, the point is, I just want to talk this out. Shua.
That was kind of heavy.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm sharing what I'm saying. My point is that we're relationships. I've said this. I'm just gonna flow with this. I know it's Erev Yom Kippur. It's a little extra heavy for me. Mm-hmm. Just what's going on inside of me. So I'm feeling a little bit of that extra now. But I'm just gonna try and flow as much as I can. I've said this many times to people, you're going to hurt your wife is going to hurt you, you're going to hurt your children. That's not because you're a bad person, because relationships, that's the way relationships grow. That's the way relationships are. Now, you want, hopefully, to be able to continue to grow. You don't want to be someone who's hurting and hurting, right? Shmuel's asking, give me some tools. One of the tools is to recognize that in order to have a great relationship with somebody, to have a great relationship with Hashem, the Malkam Shabali Tshuva Oimdim, the Gemara says, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholim Lamed. For a person to say, I'm sorry to someone, for a person to say, even though someone hurt me, I'm going to try. I'm going to try to somehow find within, it's something that I talk about in Ni'ilah. I don't plan to talk about it, but usually it comes out every Ni'ilah, to try as best as you can to forgive somebody as whatever level, right? You talk in the Simcha Rabba's not here, in the IFS, you know, there's a part of you that's going to, there's a part of me that can forgive. There's a chelik, there's a percentage that I could forgive my father, that I could forgive my mother, that I could forgive my brother, that I could forgive my Rebbe, that I could forgive, I know this is going to sound strange, I could, or maybe it doesn't sound strange, I could forgive Hashem. It's a relationship. It's a relationship, just like Hashem forgives me. Go, Momo.
Forgiving yourself.
I feel like that's the most.
That, you know why? Because it's the same. It's all the same. It's relationships. It's the same exact thing. I guarantee you. This is math. 1 + 1 = 2. To the degree that you could forgive somebody else, to the degree that you could forgive this, is the same degree that you could forgive yourself. It's the same. It's surface. If a person would really be able to accept myself with my deficiencies, we talk about it when it comes to Lashon Hara. So what that guy has that deficiency? I have my deficiencies. So if I hurt somebody, that's very difficult. Because there, that's very difficult. But part of that is within the relationship. Part of that is within the relationship. When two people know that I'm human and I didn't mean to hurt you, you didn't mean to hurt me. That's not my point. You're right. If you have somebody who, it's much more difficult if a person like Bedafka has das, and I don't think anybody is a cruel person who wants to, you know, who's demented and who like enjoys, like a psychopath who actually has hana from hurting someone. Hurt people. That what? Right. There's no hana. They talk about that. Right. The Gemara says like the nachash. Right. Yeah. Correct. But I'm saying nobody. I don't believe. Correct. That's no. Mitzayra is moitzi ra. Usually we speak badly about someone. Correct. What's the inyan that there's real no hana is a good ha'ara to talk about. But the point is that nobody bedafka wants to hurt. I'm hurt. So I have someone. Why do you hurt the people closest to you? You're the closest person to yourself. You're the closest person. So you hurt yourself too. So you're gonna hurt someone else. You're hurt. It's learning. It's a person learning how to build a relationship. And the more you're gonna build a relationship, the more you're gonna have a relationship. The deeper the relationship. That's why the tzaddikim. Why does it say the tzaddikim are crying? They could cry on one little tiny avera that they did, because they feel that the closer you are to someone, the more there is hurt that you could do to someone. How could you do that to me? When you're far from someone. So it doesn't hurt, right? If someone's not so close to you, and they do something, it doesn't hurt you so much. So good. So that guy, I don't know, the driver was doing this, and he looked at me, and he, okay, I don't even know who the guy. When someone's close to you, when I want to be close to someone, when I want to build a relationship with someone, it's difficult. It's difficult. The higher you are in the relationship, the more it hurts a person in that relationship. Stronger.
What if you don't want a relationship?
What?
What if you don't want a relationship?
So then it's fine. Then you're fine.
You don't have to forgive. You don't have to, if forgiveness is all about building the relationship.
Correct. Exactly. Correct. So, correct. You won't go through that. Correct. Somebody who doesn't want to have a relationship with that, what's the difference? If you're upset at me, you're not upset. You know, it's not so heavy. You don't. It's not so meaningful. What do I care? I don't care about that guy.
You know, if some random guy insulted you, you wouldn't care.
Right, you don't care. If someone calls you, someone, the more.
You could be close to them before.
Yeah.
You feel. What do you mean? So you want that. You want that. What's that thing I say? Then you wouldn't be, like Avi said, then you wouldn't, it's not should you, it's not whether you should, you. It's not gonna be heavy on you. It's not gonna be heavy. Unless you want to relate, unless you want something. You want something.
For example, an old principal or someone you used to date.
I don't want a relationship anymore, so okay, I don't really care that they hurt me. Like, even though I used to be very close with them. But I don't care to be close to them anymore, so it doesn't really, I don't think about the fact that they hurt me ever. It's just, okay, like, we're not on good terms, I don't really care. But if I still wanted a relationship with them, then it would hurt
you're
me.
You're saying cuts off the chain, cuts off any hope that it would.
If you really don't want a relationship with them anymore, you don't care about them. So
obviously, it doesn't mean that you're not, it doesn't mean, again, it doesn't mean that you might still not be hurt from them. But you're not, I'm not trying to build a relationship with them. Why? Let me just say one line that I think is very, I want to say something that's very, one second. You know, this is a very, very important thing as to understand your parents and parenting. It's one of my favorite truths to say. When a parent criticizes a child, when a parent hurts a child, criticizes a child, and really hurts them or talks down to them, the child doesn't stop loving the parent. The child stops loving himself. So when a parent hurts a child, when a parent does something, it doesn't take away my desire to be close with a parent. When you're hurt by someone who you love, who you want a relationship with, it doesn't pull you away from the person. You hold, I want to be close to you. It's hard. It's difficult. That's what it says about Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah. It says, Mimenu Evrach, what's the Lashon? Eilecha. What is that? Mimenu Evrach Eilecha, something like that. What is it? What's the Lashon? Ma Lashon? Mimcha, what? That I run away, I run from Hashem, and where do I go? I go back to Hashem. I run away from you, right back to you. Because I want to build something. I want to have this relationship. Yes, Zach.
I think revenge is a perfect example of hurt people hurt people. You hurt me, so I'm
exactly. Correct. Ramchal says that very clearly. He says it's sweet as sugar because I want to get you back. I'm not building the relationship. I don't want to build the relationship. With Hashem, part of the challenge, I think, with Hashem, and this is where it starts with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, to think about it, to think about your relationships. That's why Yom Kippur is so connected to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, to think about your relationships. Think about who hurt me. How do I forgive them? Who have I hurt people? I might not even know the people who I've hurt. Like Rabbi Lazarus was saying, it could be you don't even know that you're, and it could be your intention was not to hurt somebody. It's very, and in a certain way, I think that gives a little bit room to forgive. It gives a little bit room to forgive. Because when we realize that People are human. And my parents are human. I'm human. The people you love, the relationships that you have, we're human. We make mistakes. Hashem is the king at that. To let his people, right? I think the Medrash says, or Tana de Belio, or one of Tana of us, to Reb Nosson, I think maybe, says the difference between forgiveness to a people is that if I do something wrong to you every year, and I say, I'm sorry, and then you say, okay, good, and then I'm sorry, and then I'm good. At the end of the day, I might forgive you, but the relationship will never be like it was before that happened. Never. It'll never be. You could forgive, you could be okay with it. Yeah. With Hashem, it's not like that. With Hashem, it's literally like nothing happened. And I think, of course, it's a high level. It's a very high level for a person to forgive legamre, to forgive totally somebody else. But I think what we can do is, there could be a percentage that I could say, could it be that I've, like I said with Lashon Hara, do I have my weaknesses? Yes. Have I hurt people? I don't think anybody could say that they didn't hurt somebody. I don't think there's anybody. Whether it was intentional, whether it was not intentional, whether you didn't know that you're hurting them, whether you were hurt, so that's why you're hurting, whatever the reason is, we're all human and we hurt people. And people hurt us. But when you start opening it up like that and you say, you know what, just like Lashon Hara, so what that guy is a lazy guy. I have my chesronos. Everyone has their weaknesses. Everybody has their shortcomings. We're all human. We're all trying. Just like I've hurt someone, someone might have hurt me. Now again, I'm not taking away from things that have hurt us, whatever it might be. But I think when a person looks at it and realizes that, and I want to build, Binyamin, like you were saying, I want to build, the deeper the relationship you want to build, the more it bothers you, I think. Not that I'm hurt. The hurt might be a different hurt. If someone hurts you, I'm saying if I want to build a relationship, it's like, I wish we were closer. I wish I could be closer with that person. I wish during that time, maybe during that time, I wish, otherwise it's a random person. So what? So this guy, someone in the street says something to you, it might hurt you in the moment, but it's more depending on the depth of the relationship, that's what it's going to hurt you. Moshe, you had something you want to say?
Yeah, I was going to ask, number one, I know I missed like 90% of the year, so you could have answered my question leading up to this, but I know you said Hashem forgives us just by apologizing. We'll have to like do a classic tshuva, not like promising to not do this again.
Okay, that's part of, we're going to talk about that more on Yom Kippur, but that's part of the process of really building a relationship. Emir Tashem, you'll see when you're married, but you know it even now. One of the most difficult things to do is to say, I'm sorry. Not to say you're right, not to say that you're right, but to say the words, I am sorry, not if I hurt you, that I hurt you. I'm sorry that I hurt you. I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings. I am sorry. Do you know how strong that is to say that? To say that what? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Without saying anything, just to say the words to somebody, I am sorry. Imagine going over to your roommate and saying, I'm sorry. Imagine telling your parents. Imagine that. Imagine to your brother. Imagine to the people. One of the hardest things for me, Yom Kippur, speaking about what Rebbe Lazar, one of my hardest things for me, Erev Yom Kippur, and I'm saying this out loud because I do this and I hold myself to this. It's one of my hardest things that I do, Erev Yom Kippur, is I go over to every one of my children. I'm getting emotional thinking about it because it's so painful for me. And I go over to my children and they basically tell me the same thing almost every year. And I say to all my children, and I say, I'm sorry. How can I be a better father? I'm sorry that I hurt you, not if I hurt you. And Baruch Hashem, I don't think I'm a bad father. And I ask every child, And the younger ones, as they're younger, they'll say, I say, what can I work on? And Emirat Hashem, you'll see when you have younger kids, they'll tell you right away. They're older, they're like, Tati, how can I say something? Honor. And I force them. I push them to say, please, please. The reason I say they usually say the same thing is because they usually do say the same thing. You know, I'll say it. I don't know if I'm, I guess it's Erev Yom Kippur, I could say, they say, hey. Oh, it's, you know, I say, my kids always say.
Pause it.
No, it's not about the recording, it's about me.
You're too good.
Yeah. They'll probably do it again this year. Even though I try and work on it, they're like, Tati, you're very busy. You're very busy. Yeah. But I'm saying, Wow.
And my daughter said, really? I got all your mitzvahs and got all my avarice. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a high level.
There's a difference between a sincere apology and an apology, which is what you're doing it because
I have to. I think that 100%. I think the bottom line is, Hayotze Lanu from all of this, is that we're human, and we all have shortcomings, and we all have things that we have to work on, and Hashem knows that more than we know that. Like Momo was saying about forgiving ourselves, to forgive ourselves, it's all the same thing. Forgiving people, forgiving ourselves. Of course, it's very hard to forgive yourself, but it's all about recognizing that I make mistakes, and my friends make mistakes, and your spouse makes mistakes. Your children are going to make mistakes. Your parents. Imagine, that's what I'm saying. Imagine apologizing to your parents and saying, I'm sorry, Mommy and Tati. I'm sorry, Abanim. I'm sorry, Daddy, Mommy, whatever you call them. I'm sorry if I ever hurt you. Imagine going over to a brother and saying, I'm sorry if I hurt you. Not like Rabbi Lazarus saying, to try and be as sincere as possible. Again, you can't force yourself. You don't, it's not you should do it. But I think what it does to us, I think what it does is it makes us live in reality. It makes us realize that this is, we're not tzaddikim. We're not malachim. We're not angels. We're not animals. We're people, and we have shortcomings, and everyone around us has shortcomings. And the greatest lesson is from Hashem. The fact that Hashem forgives us another year, the fact that Hashem, right, it's very, someone just told me that Tomer Dvorah, they just came out with Tomer Dvorah in Art Scroll. The Tomer Dvorah, you're supposed to learn it during this time. The Tomer Dvorah talks all about giving to somebody even if they hurt you. Even if somebody hurt you, because that's what Hashem does. Hashem is constantly gives you a tongue, and we use the tongue for he gives you speech, and we use the speech improperly. He gives you eyes, right? It's part of the Tefillah Zakah that you're supposed to do Erev Yom Kippur. He gives you eyes. He gives you the power to see. He gives you the power to have a hand, to give you arms, to give you everything. And what does Hashem do? While you're going ahead and rebelling against him, you're going against him. It's like someone's giving you $1,000 and you're using that $1,000 to hurt the person. And then he gives you again, nachamol, another time, and another time, and another time. And of course, it's a high level to think about that. But when a person thinks about it and says, you know what? It could be, have I... Shmuel was asking, so what's one of the tools? I'm going to end off with this thing. I think one of the things that we can try and do to forgive other people and to let go a little bit is to recognize that could be I've hurt people as well. Could be I've hurt people as well. Could be I've hurt people as well. And I would want the person who I hurt to forgive me. I would want the person who I hurt on purpose, by accident, however it is, I wish they would just give me a hug and say, you're good, you're totally good. And with that feeling, to try and say, okay, I'm going to try and do that to everyone. I'm going to try and do that to everyone. And guaranteed, by the way, Hashem will forgive us. Either way, we'll wrap up. Hashem will forgive us. Mr. Hashem, we'll talk about that on Yom Kippur. My humble blessing to all of us as it's Erev Yom Kippur. We should somehow, b'siyata d'shmaya, somehow, we should have the ability to take the hook out of our heart, take the hook out of our heart, and to accept and forgive everyone as best as we can. We should be zocha, each and every one of us, to have everyone forgive us. That's a big one. To daven that whoever I hurt will forgive me. And Mirtz Hashem will be zocha to build incredible relationships. Mamash will be zocha to build a relationship with Hashem, build a relationship with our parents, with our chaverim, with our spouse, with our children, with our children. And most importantly, and this I've had also, I'm saying this publicly, this I've had also where I've to apologize. Imagine one day, like Rabbi Lazarus said, imagine one day apologizing to your child. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine apologizing to your child? You know how beautiful that is for your child to hear you apologize to the child? I had this once. I said this over once, Ni'ila, because I remember the scene. All the fathers here will relate to this. I remember I asked Mechila for my son, my older son, one of my sons. I asked Mechila Erev Yom Kippur. I spoke about this Ni'ila. And then my son said, Tati, do you forgive me if I did something? And I told him, one day you'll see the difference between a father and a son. You might not be Michael me, and that's okay, but you never have to ask me for Mechila. Of course I'm Michael. You never have to. A father forgiving a son. Mirtz Hashem, you'll see, and that's really why it's why they say a shlich tzibur is supposed to be a father for the Yom Noraim, because he knows at the end of the day it's the easiest thing in the world to forgive your child. For us to forgive our parents, that's a grace avoda. For us to forgive our parents, to forgive your parents, that's a big avoda. For you to forgive your child, that's very easy. And like that's correct. Hashem has it very easy to forgive us. We should all be zoicha to love each other more. Akiva, thank you for inspiring us. Thank you, Akiva Koltai, for inspiring me. We should all be zoicha to a gmar chsima toiva, a good gemen shiur. Amen.